all the specifics that are mentioned, talked about in Representative Flood's letter.
Right. To be a omnibus bill for preserving, protecting, and enhancing the scallop industry, scallop fishery. And it's more than simply an increase of the size of the rings, having the owner on the boat, and not allowing some draggers to fish. It's more than that. And that's why I'm a little disappointed, in spite of how hard they have worked, that there has not been a more comprehensive bill that has come forward to this, because I don't see how the fishery is going to be protected sufficiently with just this stuff in place that's in 2071. That's me personally. I just don't see how it will bring it back. And I'm not interested in continuing to be a part of the slower decline. If the direction is still going down, and we might slow it by taking more boats out of the water or more divers out of the water, it's still going down, then that's not in the right way. And that's just how I'm looking at it. Fisheries management is not rocket science. It's harder than that. And this shows it. Representative Fletcher, and then Representative Masaryk is next.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we all agree that we've got a problem. And if you look at these trends and the numbers, I don't think anybody says keep doing the same thing. And I can't believe all those people out there are actually trying to fish. They must be holding the license because they know how sometimes we limit the entry. So it's an insurance policy. So limiting the entry, I don't think is going to cut down on the effort. I really don't. Because I don't think people out there anyway. And all it's going to do is send a signal that's going to encourage people to always buy a license, and that's not going to get us to where we need to be. So I would think a more comprehensive approach. Hopefully we can get some action going pretty quick here, because if you look at the numbers, in hindsight, we should have done something in 2004, 2005, because the trend is there. But I will not support a limited entry at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Masaryk.
Thank you. I'm sorry I came in late. Ran long, and by the time
we've already gone over that ground about how the House takes a little longer than the Senate, because the Senate was all here.
I'm talking about the ice and snow out there that I had to convert.
My apologies.
It may be easy for you guys.
My apologies.
For
my apologies.
A guy like me, and only my friends can use that term, guy. I agree with Representative Fletcher. And I know I was late, but the issue of dragging, I wrote some notes, seems to be a problem, not only in this industry, fishery, but other fisheries as well. And just a question, in the other bill, was there anything done about the draggers, the limit, the size?
We're working on that right now.
Is that the bill we're on?
Yes.
I thought we were working on limited entry.
It is, but I have...
Have you expanded it?
Well, I had offered up the possibility, we don't have a motion before,
okay,
we're just discussing, that we turn this into a resolve and send it back to the Scallop Advisory Committee, and with some specific areas that we would like to have them recommend, and that included gear size and a lot of other things.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
And I would fully support something like that, because... it seems every time we have a public hearing when it deals with fishing, it seems dragging seems to be somewhere as a focal point of one of the problems. And until we address that problem, we're going to continue to have these shortages, I think. And I think maybe the limitation of this drag size is a step in the right direction. So I would support something like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Other comments? Representative Eaton.
If this bill does not pass at this point, we've got 530-something draggers right now and 111 divers. So there's five times more draggers than there are divers. Out of everybody that I know in this state, there's probably 25 guys using those 111 dive licenses. Okay, and out of the drag, there's a lot of people who like the Representative Fletcher said, to hold those licenses